Thank you, Kyle. I am here with Dr. Carrie Morgenstein, Assistant Professor of the Children's Hearing Program at UHealth Ear Institute. Dr. Morgenstein, welcome. Tell us a little bit about your department, how important it is, and your role as chair.
So I'm part of the University of Miami Ear Institute, and within the Ear Institute, we have a program called the Children's Hearing Program. The Children's Hearing Program serves children in South Florida and beyond. We have several international patients as well. And we really focus on providing services to children with hearing loss. So we offer various things from hearing testing, hearing aids, Baha fittings, cochlear implants. We have vestibular testing for children, and we also have a whole team of ears, nose, and throat physicians that provide medical treatment for children with hearing loss and their families.
What makes your Children's Institute unique?
When I stop and I think of a few things, three things come to mind. I think one is just our ability to be really family-centered. We also have a program coordinator that is a designated program coordinator for our children's hearing program. Her name is Katrina Acosta, and she is a point person for these families. So you're not going through a huge university system. You get a one person that you can contact, you can email, and she really makes the families feel comfortable as they're going through the emotional journey that it is having a child with hearing loss.
I know sometimes there are factors that you can't prevent, but what can parents do to help their child not lose their hearing?
I think one of the biggest things that parents can do is ensure that their children aren't being exposed to sounds that are too loud. So for example, making sure that your child isn't watching the TV at a crazy level. Make sure that when they're listening to their iPad, it's at a comfortable level. So if you can hear your child's iPad or you can hear the music coming from their device, then it's too loud. And there's actually apps now available that you can find out how loud an environment is.
You say that there are apps to help us and we should be aware of how loud everything is that we're hearing. How often would you recommend children and adults to get checked, because obviously some of us don't pay attention to how loud things are?
I think children, it's just always good to get a baseline hearing test and make sure that everything is good with their hearing. If a parent has any concerns, if they're not developing speech and language, if they're not, you know, if they're turning the TV up really loud, they have any concern, they need to come in immediately. And then they can get annual hearing tests thereafter.
What are some of the innovations that have come out to help reverse hearing loss?
There is a lot that has been done in the past decade or so for hearing loss. One of the, you know, bigger discoveries is the use of cochlear implants, and we've come a long way from devices that were one channel to now multi-channel devices, and that really helps children and adults who have more severe to profound hearing losses. There's also devices that are called auditory brainstem implants, and those work for children or adults who don't have a auditory nerve, and it stimulates the midbrain directly.
One last question before I let you go. Everybody knows hearing aids. You see people with them all the time. Have there been any improvements in recent years for people who use them and aren't experimental enough to try some of the new methods?
There's been a huge improvement. So you probably can remember, a grandparent or something like that with one of those big honking devices. And they're not like that anymore. I mean, most of the time my patients come in and I'm yelling at them why they're not wearing their hearing aids, but they really have them on. They're just so small, you can barely see them.
Dr. Morgenstein, thank you so much. Hearing loss is such an important topic, and it was such a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
Kyle, back to you.